This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, Episode 31. This is it. This is your life. You get one shot at this, right? Like, you get one shot at it, and it's up to you to make it happen, and you're not gaining time. You're losing time. This is the Single Mom Success Podcast, where we cover all the glorious mess that is life as a single parent and how you can navigate through to become the best version of yourself and how to live the life you desire. Do you want to get weekly email reminders of your awesomeness? Head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to sign up today. Now, let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to today's Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope you are doing fantastically. I apologize for there not being a podcast last week. I had intended to do one, pre-record it, and release it, but I got so busy. I was actually getting ready for a conference that I go to every year for my business in Phoenix, and things just got super hectic trying to get out of here. And as I mentioned in my last podcast, I was a little more detail-oriented. My sons would probably call it nagging. I prefer to call it excessive detail checking because they were left to their own devices for the very first time that I have attended this conference. So it was 4 days out in Phoenix, Arizona to the InfusionCon conference that they have every year. And if you're not familiar with InfusionCon or InfusionSoft, it's what my business is based around. It's a small business sales and marketing platform. It automates sales and marketing for small businesses. It's a fantastic platform. I love everything that it does. I love seeing all the new things that they're going to bring out. But because it is a very complex platform, it's why I have a job. It's why I do what I do. And so basically I spent many, many, many years learning the ins and outs of this system and how it functions. And it's because I'm a geek like that and I like those kind of puzzles. And so I decided to turn that into a career because it was something that I was really good at and I enjoy doing. So that is what I do for a living in a very, very small nutshell. It's a humongous platform. It does so many things in for the better part, it makes your brain want to explode a lot of times. But that's not what the main part of this podcast is about. So today's podcast is about probably a lot of different things. I'm probably going to touch on several different things because I always come back from this conference just super jazzed, very motivated, with a ton of ideas. I usually have to take a couple of days to sort of have a brain download because, again, it's like information overload because you're doing as much and you're learning as much and you're taking in as much as you possibly can in basically a 3.5 day time period. I jumped into something. Back to my kids. So everybody who listened to a previous podcast knows that I was a little paranoid about leaving my boys alone for the very first time. While I went out of town for several days and not just down the street at the store, but, you know, in another state. And so, you know, there's an excessive amount, if you listen to my boys, of checking, rechecking, making sure that I had all the details covered, making sure they knew everything that they needed to do. And, but it worked out well. They did an amazing job and I'm so proud of them. They did really well. They were up on time. So every morning I would wake up. I had to get up at 6 anyway to get ready for my day, get ready for the conference, shower, dressed, get all my stuff together. So I would wake up, roll over, grab my phone, call, and double check that they were awake and ready for the bus. And every day I called, I'm like, hey guys, just checking to see if you're up. They're like, yeah, mom, we're up. We're dressed. We're ready. We got everything set. We ate breakfast. So they were really on top of everything. I would call later in the day, check in on them. How's it going? Did you guys eat, you know, dinner? Did you eat real food, not just brownies and chips? Did you eat actually something of substance? And of course, I'm taking them on faith that they were telling me the truth, and no, I'm not actually eating brownies and Doritos the entire time I was gone. But they did great. You know, they fed the dogs. The dogs were alive. We came home. I came home. The lizard was still alive. Everybody was good. The house was still in one piece. I didn't get any phone calls from the neighbors saying, hey, your kids are up at all hours of the night. So it was great. I was really proud of them. They did a very good job. And so, you know, of course I come home and I'm like, you know, I'm giving them hugs and loves. And I'm like, oh, so I missed you. You know, it was good. You guys did a really good job. And my son looks at me and he goes, I told you you didn't have to worry, Mom. I told you it would be fine. And so, you know, but it's always that, you know, that it's that worry, you know, it's like that one time when you go out of town and, you know, something really bad happens and you're not there. It's scary, but, I feel a lot better about it now. I think I will go out of town with more ease and less worry, which is really cool because now it frees me up to do a lot more of the things that I've wanted to do, but I've hesitated because I didn't think I would have someone to watch the kids. I didn't think I would have someone who could, you know, be there and help. So, now knowing that my boys are okay, you know, my daughter can always go with her dad. And of course, my daughter is sitting there telling me, so next year you're just going to bring us, right? Like, we want to come with you. My daughter wants to come with me to the convention. It's actually a little scary. She knows what Infusionsoft is. She knows what it does. She sort of understands how it functions too. So it's, you know, if I start training her now, I might actually have a nice little assistant who could help me out with some stuff later. But so she wants to come. So I'm trying to see if maybe next year we can plan it out where they can come with and, see if I trust my boys enough now to not only take care of themselves, but keep an eye on their sister and not, like, lose her. So, we'll see how that plays out. But, anyway, back to the conference. You know, foregoing all of the technical and the, you know, the geeky stuff that happens at these at this conference that, that I love. I do love those pieces of it. This conference was actually one of the first times I've gone to this, InfusionCon 5 years now. 5 years I've gone to InfusionCon, and I've loved every single one. I've learned something new every single time I go, so I really enjoy every time I go. But this year they had a guy who was sort of like the MC of the event, and he was just a really amazing kind of a coach. Like, he was a coach, and that's his business. He was a coach. Usually, in the past, the guys who own the company and who are, whether they're CEOs, CFOs, you know, whoever they are, product guys, they're the ones that kind of MC it. And in the last few years, it's been, one of the owner's brothers, Jeff, who has done the MCing. And I always love him because he's, like, got super energy and he's a lot of fun and he smiles, like, on a constant basis. This guy's, like, genuinely happy. Like, he's always smiling. He's just this really good guy. And I listen to him talk and he just has a really good outlook on life. So I've always really enjoyed him. He bounces, he would dance, he would get people on their feet. And so it was always really entertaining and very fun. But this year they had this guy, Scott, and I can't remember his last name off the top of my head, which is horrible, I know. But he was from Australia. He's a coach. And the way that they approached it this time was really different. It was really good because it was all based around sort of being able to create change for yourself, right? Like, being able to do things for your business or your life. And, you know, the very first couple of sessions that he had, you know, he was talking about, you know, you know, that rules were meant to be followed. He asked the crowd, rules are, you know, finish the sentence. Rules are meant to be, and everybody said broken. And he's like, no, not broken. What's wrong with you? Followed. Rules are meant to be followed. And he goes, here's the thing. Your life is full of, you know, basic rules that you know that you need to follow. You know, you want to keep all your teeth, you need to brush and floss, right? That's a rule. If you don't follow that rule, you lose your teeth, right? And he's like, you can choose to not follow the rule. You don't have to follow the rule, but if you don't, there's a consequence for that, and you lose your teeth. You know, and so he was really, really good. He talked about all sorts of different things, motivation, you know, just, it was just sort of a mind shift from what it had been in the past. It wasn't just a get on your feet and dance and have fun because you're here and we all love Infusionsoft and it's great and we're going to have a great couple of days. It was really intended as sort of a teaching moment, a coaching moment. And I really, really enjoyed it. And I got a ton out of it. I really did. And I loved so much about it. And one of the biggest things that I came back with is just this mentality. And it's such a simple mentality. And it's one that I know. I mean, we all know it. We just don't think about it, right? It's, this is it. This is your life. You get one shot at this, right? Like, you get one shot at it, and it's up to you to make it happen, and you're not gaining time. You're losing time. Every single second of every single day, you are losing time to do the things that you want to do, and that, I think, was probably one of the best things that I had heard, because, and again, it's something we all know. From the second we're born, we're dying, right? That's, we're living our life, but our life has a set fixed stopping point, whenever that is, right? And we don't know when it is. And so, you know, and there's this other guy who talked about how he was one of the guys who actually won this giant contest that they have. Got a $10,000 prize. It's for, you know, whoever utilized the software the best and made the most impact in their business. And people voted, you know, and he was the one who won. And he talked about how he wasn't at last year's convention because he had to have major heart surgery. And it was something that he didn't plan on. And it was something that he obviously, you know, hadn't thought about. And he stopped and he's like, you know, how many of you have a life or a business where you could step away and for, you know, 6 months, 3 months, 2 months, and everything would still be running when you got back? Right. And so I stopped and thought about that, not just for my business, but just in my life in general, just thinking, you know what, God, you know, I'm getting closer to 40. I'm closer to 40 now than I am to 30. I'll be 40 and two, you know, this year I'm turning 39. And I realize that I'm taking a lot for granted, a lot for granted. And I need to start really living my life purposefully. And I mean, I've always had a purpose of, you know, being a good person, trying to do the best I can for me and my family. But that's just sort of me going through the motions, right? Like, I realized, and it was sort of my aha moment, that I have not been living my life as purposefully as I should be. And that's not to say that I don't have purpose, because I do. And it's not to say that I don't have vision or aspirations or goals or motivation. I do. They're just sort of selective, right? Like, I've got the goal, and I had the goal of starting my own business so that I could stay at home and take care of my children. And it started out very small with me having no freaking clue what I was doing. And it grew into something else. It grew into a bigger, better business that has been sustaining my family for, you know, 7, 8 years now. And that has gotten progressively better every year. But it's not where I want it to be after that period of time. There is so much more that I could have been doing and should have been doing with my business. And it's almost like, it's not that I'm sitting back necessarily letting my life happen to me, but I'm not out there doing as much as I should and could be doing to make my life what I want it to be, to push my life in the direction that I want. You know, and they talked about it in this thing where basically it's you have got to live your life full out. Play full out. Like, don't wait. Don't, because you don't have time, right? You have to fully live your life. And because you don't have time. It's as if, and the thing was, like, if you're waiting until tomorrow, it's not a good thing. Fully utilizing each moment to try and be the best version of yourself. And I realized that that is not what I was doing. And I was making excuses and putting things off and letting, like, fear get in my way. And that is a huge, big one for me. And that is the one that I'm going to be struggling with the most, because I fear having people tell me that I'm not good enough. And it's super weird because I don't, like, I tell my children constantly, how many of you do this? How many of you tell your children things and encourage your children in ways that you do not hold true yourself? Like, we, and it's a good thing that you, I mean, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just, I look at it as we are trying to ensure that our hangups are not passed on to our children, right? Like, we identify where we struggle. We identify that we're introverted, or we identify that we are shy, or we identify that we are not self-starters, or we identify that we fear ridicule, right? So I constantly tell my daughter, I'm like, don't worry about what people say to you. Don't worry about what people say about you. Because all that matters is how you feel about yourself. Like, I build that and try and enforce that in my child. And yet, myself, it is my biggest fear, my biggest deep dark secret, is that I am always afraid that people will make fun of me. And it's been that way since I was a kid. And I think it's every child who started out and was geeky or nerdy, you know, or wasn't the popular kid. Like, if you were ever teased or bullied, you grow up kind of with that, it hurts. And I know that there's a ton of stuff out there about bullying and how wrong it is, but it does significant damage to people and their psyche and their emotional state. And it's not a matter of not having self-esteem or self-confidence, because I do have that. I have self-esteem. I feel good about myself, but for some, like, I'm always worried that myself is not good enough. Maybe that's what my fear is. Not necessarily being made fun of or being ridiculed, but that myself is not good enough. And that is what keeps me frozen. Like, that feeling of, well, who am I to say this? So, for example, when I started this podcast, this was a huge step out of my comfort zone. Because I sit there and I think, I'm like, why would I start a podcast? What in the world would I say? Who would want to listen to me? Why would anybody listen to me? Because, you know, who am I? I'm a nobody. It's not like it's, you know, a famous person. It's not all the people that are famous that start podcasts. People listen to them. I don't know why anybody would listen to me. And I remember it was sort of crazy because I sat there and watched. I was like, wow, 50 people listen to my podcast this month. My first month, 50 people. And I wasn't doing anything to promote it. And I had no idea. I was like, huh, okay. And then the next month it was more. And the next month it was more and more and more. And this past month, I recently just passed over 1,000 downloads of people listening to my podcast, which is super cool. And I was really excited about that. I was like, oh my God, like, look at that. It was like a milestone for me. I was like, I'm going to actually pass 1,000 people. That's amazing. I'm so excited about that. But as I'm doing this and as I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, that worry, that fear of ridicule or whatever it is, that little, my own personal deep dark secret of what I am insecure about, it's getting better. It's going away because, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, everything you've ever wanted is just outside your comfort zone, right? Like, if you stay where you're comfortable forever and you never step outside of your little comfortable bubble, you're never going to experience anything new. You're never going to experience any change. And that was such a big thing for me, listening to this guy at this conference just talk about how important it is, you know, to live your life and play full out. Live your life full out, because there is no tomorrow potentially. You know, be excited every day. Every day you wake up. And this is one of the things that I decided was going to be a change that I made after this conference was, because, you know, this guy said, you know what, look, you can wake up every day and you can complain about all the things that are wrong. And that's where you're going to live. That's where you're going to stay. You're going to focus in that. Waking up, being miserable. If you wake up like, God, I got to get up and it's another day and I got to go to the job that I hate and I got to do this and I got, it sucks. Like, right? That's where you will live. That's where you'll stay. That's how your life will be. And it will constantly be that way. And you will never, ever see more or be more than that. Whereas opposed to if you wake up and you are fully engaged and excited and present in your life, and you wake up and you're like, oh, yes, I'm excited for today. Thank you. Thank you for another day. I am so thankful that I have another day to go out and do all these amazing things. And I did it this morning, and it sounds crazy. And if anybody had come in the house, they would have totally thought I was off my rocker. I think my kids, if they had been here, they would have thought I was insane and potentially been like, okay, mom's finally fallen straight off that cliff. The little thin thread she was holding on to is gone. We need to call some people. Because I decided that and that's what it is. It's a decision. You make the decision. You make the decision and you just do it. Don't worry about it. And here's the crazy thing, and here's how deep my little fear goes. Completely alone, by myself, in my home with no one around, I still, for a moment, thought, God, what will people think if they see this? I am alone. I'm alone. But yet, I still was like, I can't talk out loud. I can't do this because it's just too weird. People think I'm weird. What people? There's no people. No people. Just me, right? That's how deep my little psychosis goes of, you know, that worry of what people will think, you know, of me. Not because I'm not confident, but because I don't want to feel like I'm not good enough, right? And I have no idea. I think it just comes from that kid that was bullied, that got made fun of and laughed at, and it just stuck. Like, it stuck. And that's the one thing that I'm working on building and stepping out of my comfort zone and growing out of. So I no longer have that fear, because that is the biggest thing that's holding me back in my life and my business, everything, right? But so today I tried this though. After I got over my little, I told myself how stupid. I'm like, you're being stupid. That's dumb, right? So I got out of the shower and I was like, I am thankful. Thank you. Thank you. I am so thankful for the body that I have, for the strong, healthy body that I have. I am thankful for, because lately, like, my tummy area. So everybody who knows and who's listened to my podcast, losing weight is a major goal for me, and it's something that I've been struggling with. I am not extremely overweight, but I am a good 30 pounds overweight from where I should be to be healthy. And so I'm struggling to lose that weight, but I'm very tall, so it helps kind of balance it out. But regardless, I digress. My stomach has been something that I have just been sort of very negative about lately. So I thought about it. I'm like, you know, I am going to instead, you know, doing the thing, you know, after you get out of the shower, you put lotion on, and I'm just like, okay, I'm rubbing my belly with the lotion. Like, thank you. I am thankful for my stomach. I am thankful for the three beautiful children that my stomach has brought me. I was able to bring those children into this world because of my stomach, and I'm thankful for that. It sounds really weird, right? And it sounded weird when I was saying it. But after I said it, I'm like, I feel good about that. It feels weird at first, but I feel really good about it. So the entire time I'm getting ready, I'm just spouting out loud all of the things that I am thankful for, that are blessings in my life, that I take for granted. Thank you for the running water that I have, that I know many people in this world do not have. Clean running water to wash my face with, that I just took a shower in. Thank you. Thank you for the blessings that I have. Thank you for the home that I'm living in that many people don't. Thank you. I am grateful. Thank you so much for the business that I have that is allowing me to be home and be present in my children's lives, that is affording us the home that we live in, the car that I drive. Thank you for the bills that I have. And that sounds crazy stupid, right? To thank bills. But yes, thank you for the bills that I have because of the services that they provide. Yes, I have to pay them. But you know what? Many people don't have to pay bills because they don't have a home, because they don't have a car, because they don't have water, right? So thank you. Thank you for the bills that I have to pay because they allow me to have the services. Thank you. Thank you for the money that I make from the business that I have so that I can pay those bills usually on time, right? I decided to come back from this convention with this mind shift because I realized that out of everything in the world, the only thing stopping me is me. The only thing stopping me is me. There is nothing special about the famous people in the world except for the fact that they didn't let anything stop them, right? There's no magic pill, and I don't mean that like there's nothing special about them, like they don't actually have talent. They do. They have something. But everybody has something, right? Everybody has something that they do. They could sing, they could act, they could do this. Everybody has something. We are all born with the same amount of potential as everybody else. We are born, we are these squirmy little slimy babies, and we all start out exactly the same, for the better part, right? So what makes the difference between you or me and, say, J.K. Rowling? J.K. Rowling was a single mom. She was a single mom who was on government assistance, who was barely making it, and sat down one day and decided to just do something. She got out of her own damn way, and she decided to do something. She sat down, and she started writing stories. And those stories became the most famous and iconic children's series, maybe ever, that will forever be known. And all it took was her just going out and doing it, right? It's a Nike slogan. Just do it. Go do it, right? Get out of your own damn way and do it. And that is what I came back with, is just realizing that I need to live my life full out. That I need to get clear on my focus, on my goals, and realize that I need to be the best version of myself, and I'm not being that right now. I know that I am trying, but I'm trying sporadically, and I need to make it a conscious effort every single day. It's like they always say, it's like if you sporadically do things, you're going to get sporadic results, right? If you decide you're going to lose weight and you only diet every so often, or you only watch what you eat every couple of days, you're not going to get the results you want, right? If you decide to quit smoking and you only don't smoke a couple of times, or, oh, I'll just only smoke in the evenings. Well, you're still smoking, right? Like you're going to get sporadic results, right? You have to commit. The changes that you want in your life, you have to commit. You have to commit to those, and you have to decide that that is what you're going to do. And then you have to freaking stick to it. And that is the hardest thing for me, because I love to just like try, and then I'm like, not today. I don't feel like it. I'm gonna do something else, right? I need to start doing more. And this guy said something, and it sticks with me, and I've actually printed it out, and I'm sticking it somewhere where I see it every single day. Live your life deliberately on purpose. Live your life deliberately on purpose. Don't just sit there and let your life happen to you. Be proactive in your own life. Make the changes that you need to make in your life to get where you want to be. And it's something that I've done because I've done it sporadically, right? I got myself off of government assistance. I started my own business. I do these things, but I do them in sporadic bursts. I'm sitting back, and as I was listening to this guy, and as I was focusing and thinking about all of what he was saying and what everybody was saying throughout this conference, I thought, man, if I had done and lived with that purpose and that focus and that drive and dedication consistently, deliberately on purpose, every single day of my life, from the day I made that decision to start my own business, I would be in a totally different place than I am right now. Not that where I am is bad, right? It is far, far better than where I ever was when I first started out as a single parent. I am 100 times more successful now than I was then. But I'm thinking about the lost potential and where I could have potentially been had I done and lived full out instead of reacting to my life. I want to be proactive instead of reactive. I want to proactively live my life instead of reacting to what's happening to me. And that is what my focus is. And that is what I got out of this convention. And it made me just so motivated. And also remembering to be so thankful for where I am and what I do have. Because that's very, very important. And so today, as I was doing that and I was saying thank you, and I came away from that with just this sense of just, I don't know, rightness. It's really hard to explain. But taking a moment to take stock of where you are, what you have, all the blessings, and then sitting down and starting to identify where my life should be, what I want it to be, where it's going to go from here. I refuse to sit back and just let my life happen to me because it's the only life I have. There's no way that I want to be 80 years old sitting back going, God, I really wish that I had done these things. I don't want to look back at 80 and regret missing out on any part of my life, on any opportunity that I could have had. So if I could say and give you anything that I got from this conference, and if you take away anything from this podcast, I hope you will take that away. Live your life deliberately on purpose. Be proactive in your life instead of reactive. Start doing the things that you know you need to do and do them consistently. Because time is running out. You are running out of time. Tomorrow you will have one day less than you have today. And a year from now, a year will go by and it will be like that. And you'll look back and go, wow, it's already a year. It's 2017 and I'm still where I was. I didn't make as much progress as I want. And the only person that is responsible for that progress is you. That's it, just you. You take responsibility for that. You be proactive in your life. Live your life deliberately on purpose. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I hope that you got a lot out of it. I will probably touch on some more of the things that I got from this conference because there was a lot of really great information. Not, like I said, not just from my business, but just personally from a coaching level. I really, truly got a lot out of this conference and came back with a whole different sense of purpose than what I used to come back from. Again, not that I didn't love it before. I love it so much more now. Please, if you are not listening to this on thesinglemomblog.com, please go visit thesinglemomblog.com. We have other podcasts there. There's a lot of other blog posts, some free downloads, things of that nature. And please subscribe. And I would love if you could, if you are listening to iTunes, I would love it if you would go and give some feedback on iTunes. I would love if you would rate the show. If you like it, even if you don't like it, I would love to get just some feedback to know whether what I'm saying resonates with people or whether maybe it's not for you. But at least that way I will have some feedback. So please go rate the show on iTunes. And I hope you have a fantastic day. Go out and do something purposeful for your life. Go out and live your life deliberately on purpose. And I will talk to you again soon. Take care. Have a great day. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms. And if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter yet, head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to make sure you never miss out on our most recent posts and podcasts. Thanks again, and never forget, you rock.